One answer might be, Buck, that there's still a lot of people buying foreign money is coming in.
Yes.
Because they want to just park it here because it's safer than being in whatever country they were in otherwise. So maybe that's part of the answer. But it doesn't make sense that there would be this overwhelming demand for real estate if people are fleeing.
All right, team. I'm so sorry for not getting more calls. We'll remind ourselves on Monday. We're back with all of you. But please do subscribe to Clay and Buck Podcast over the weekend. And, Clay, go watch The Godfather.
I'm going to watch The Godfather. More importantly, I'm going to lots of baseball games. Baseball Little League season has officially begun. That's my weekend, Buck. Have every great ones out there.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Stop paying for Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile social initiatives. Stop paying for their thousands of retail stores across the country you never go into. Stop paying for their added perks you never use.
Pure Talk doesn't charge you for any of that. Instead, they give you killer 5G coverage on the same 5G network as one of those big guys for half the cost. The average size family is saving over $800 a year.
You can keep your number, keep your phone, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. And if you want unlimited data, you can get it and still save a fortune.
From your cell phones, dial #250, say Pure Talk, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can be switched over to Pure Talk service in less than 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Pure Talk.
That's #250. All you have to do is say the words Pure Talk.
Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to tell you about a man named George who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. George drives a garbage truck in Oregon. That's 10 hours a day of limited movement. And guess what that does to a bad knee? It's not good. After a while, George could barely move at the end of his shift, and he wasn't really sure what he was going to do. That's when Relief Factor came into his life. George is still out there working hard every day, but now he does it without pain. Hundreds of thousands of people have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're living with pain in your life, it's time to do something about it and give Relief Factor a try. I'm telling you, it can really change your life for the better. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
Unsafe sleep conditions cause serious injury and even death to infants. Never sleep with your baby on a sofa, in a chair, or in an adult bed. Protect the baby you love from becoming a tragic statistic. The only safe place for your baby to sleep is alone, on its back, in a crib, and in your room. For more information, visit cribsforkids.org. That's cribsforkids.org. This message is sponsored by the Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasting
Association. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. United States and European Union announcing a new partnership to reduce that continent's reliance on Russian energy.
In the latest step to further isolate Moscow after its invasion of Ukraine, President Biden said the U.S. will increase energy exports to Europe.
15 billion cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, LNG, for Europe this year.
The president said reducing Europe's dependence on Russian oil and gas is the right thing to do from a moral standpoint and makes long-term strategic sense. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president now in Poland to discuss aid for refugees and meetings with U.S. troops. Earlier, he met with the Army's 82nd Airborne Division. And Vladimir Putin appears to be losing at home greatly. Reports now say some very prominent Russians quitting their jobs, refusing to support the war. Also at townhall.com, some good news at gas stations.
Gas prices are going down a little because demand is going down some, says the AAA. Gas is $4.24 a gallon on average. That's down 3 cents in a week, but up 67 cents in a month. The cheapest gas is in the Midwest and the South. In parts of California, gas is $6 a gallon.
That is correspondent Rita Foley reporting. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas now out of the hospital after a week-long stay. The court says Thomas had been suffering from, quote, flu-like symptoms. He was treated for an infection and did not have COVID. A 14-year-old boy has fallen to his death from a ride at an Orlando amusement park. Sheriff's officials say the boy fell from the free fall ride. 430-foot ride opened up last year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dynavite healed Sophie.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County School District students, teachers, and parents are all calling on school board trustees to do something about increasing school violence. Well, yesterday's school board meeting had no specific agenda item about that issue. Most of the public comment section of that meeting focused on school violence. Many of the speakers mentioned the recent violence at Desert Oasis High School, which was locked down 2 days this month. One parent addressed the board by saying, quote, "You guys have the education, the PhDs, but where are the brains?" End quote. The trustees were mostly silent during the public comment section. Local culinary and bartender union workers rallied yesterday outside the Foley Federal Building in downtown Las Vegas to urge the Internal Revenue Service to lower its method of taxing tipped workers. The IRS lowered the tip allocation rate in 2020 and in 2021 due to the pandemic, but raised the rate at the beginning of this year. And if you missed yesterday's action in the NCAA, number one Gonzaga lost to number four Arkansas. Villanova, Duke, and Houston also won their matchups.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Little congestion on the Southern Beltway right now, 215 westbound at the Valley Verde. Also, lane restrictions are causing a bottleneck effect on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main and Eastern. And you'll tap the brakes there, 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, March 25th. We are just about done with March, on to April, on to Easter, and eventually summer. We got summer temperatures today and tomorrow. It's gonna be a warm one. Get ready. A little sneak preview of summer. Really like that. You know how we open every show on Friday, because we believe it is vitally important that we celebrate what I like to call the best day of the week.
Man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It is Friday. It's the day that we let our hair down. We get ready for the weekend. We got a weekend full of hockey, college hoops, all kinds of stuff that's going on all around us. And that's why we celebrate Friday. Good to have you with us. I want you to hear something that scared me. And it involves food shortages. It's something that the most powerful and the most productive country on earth should not be worrying about. But we are, and our president is, almost as if to give us a heads up. Our president was in Brussels yesterday and predicted food shortages. This, by the way, is cut number three. He predicted food shortages as a result of the sanctions on Russia. Nowhere in there does he accept any responsibility. It's not his fault. It's not the president's fault. But he is predicting and giving us a heads up that we will have food shortages in our country as a result of the sanctions on Russia. Listen to this.
With regard to food shortages, yes, we did talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well. And because both Russia and Ukraine have been the breadbasket of Europe in terms of wheat, for example. Just give one example. But we had a long discussion in the G7 with both the United States, which has a significant third largest producer of wheat in the world, as well as Canada, which is also a major, major producer. And we both talked about how we could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages. In addition to that, we talked about urging all the European countries and everyone else to end trade restrictions on sending limitations on sending food abroad. And so we are in the process of working out with our European friends what it would be, what it would take to help alleviate the concerns relative to food shortages. We also talked about a significant major U.S. investment, among others, in terms of providing for the need for humanitarian assistance, including food, as we move forward.
The president yesterday in Brussels kind of giving us a heads up there. There may be food shortages as a result of the sanctions on Russia. My question to you is, and I'll open up our phone lines early, and because I would like to know, are you making provisions for the possibility of food shortages in our country? You hear commercials every so often about survivalists and how they sell you food that'll last for 3 months, 6 months, 8 months. And I'm just curious. I haven't seen food shortages yet. Maybe you have. Call me and let me know what you've experienced at your local Smith's or Albertsons. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. It's one thing to be out of toilet paper. It's another thing to be out of food. It's just a different animal. And we'll find out if you're making provisions for the possibility that somewhere down the road we could end up with worldwide food shortages, including here in America. We end up growing a lot of wheat, a lot of farm products. Is it possible we could end up at some level with food shortages? You think that could happen? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure if I'm ready for food shortages. When the president says everybody's going to have to make sacrifices, I think we've made enough sacrifices in our country. I don't think we should be making more sacrifices. You know, you want to talk about America first? There should be an American first policy. And the rest of the world, half a world away, can do with it as it does. You want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Don't forget, coming up. Oh, I'm so excited. 250. We're going to be giving away another $50 gas card. Yeah. Yeah. 250, 10 till 3. Be listening. Be by your phone because we're going to tell you how you can win. And it's going to be big. We are done with the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings. And one of the things that I found interesting yesterday was Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, and his position on Ketanji Brown Jackson. And the fact is, he announced, and this is cut five, that he is going to be voting no on confirmation. Listen to this.
The Judiciary Committee has completed its hearing for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. I enjoyed meeting the nominee. I went into the Senate's process with an open mind, but after studying the nominee's record and watching her performance this week, I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. First, Judge Jackson refuses to reject the fringe position that Democrats should try to pack the Supreme Court. Justice Ginsburg and Justice Breyer had no problem denouncing this unpopular view and defending their institution. I assume this would be an easy softball for Judge Jackson, but it wasn't. The nominees suggested there are two legitimate sides to the issue. She testified she has a view on the matter, but would not share it. She inaccurately compared her non-answer to a different, narrower question that her prior nominee was asked. But Judge Jackson seemingly actually tipped her hand. She said she would be, quote, thrilled to be one of however many, the opposite of Ginsburg and Breyer sentiment. The most radical pro-court packing fringe groups badly wanted this nominee for this vacancy. Judge Jackson was the court packer's pick, and she testified like it.
Okay. Dick Durbin was on the floor of the United States Senate. Listen to Mitch McConnell's statement. And let's go to cut six, and we'll see if we can squeeze this in before the break. This is Dick Durbin, the Senate number two man beneath Chuck Schumer. And this was his reaction to Mitch McConnell's no vote on Ketanji Brown Jackson. Here it is.
Mr. President, I was disappointed but not surprised that Senator McConnell came to the floor and announced he would not support the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson by President Biden to fill the vacancy of Stephen Breyer on the United States Supreme Court. Just this morning, or early afternoon, we wrapped up the four-day process in the Senate Judiciary Committee considering her nomination. And that's why some of the statements which the senator made in justifying his opposition, I believe, need to be addressed. I'll be brief in doing so, but I wanted to make a record of them quickly. It seems that he is concerned, as many Republicans are, with the notion of packing the court. The notion behind that is that the Democrats are inspired to appoint some number of new justices to that court, maybe four, and thereby tip the balance back toward the Democratic side. And so the question obviously before us is, where does that idea come from? And I'll be honest with you, even as chairman of that committee, I don't know. I suppose there are some academics and theorists and researchers who believe that's well worthy of conversation. But let's be honest about this issue, which seems to consume the Republicans in the Senate. There is only one United States senator has had a direct impact on the composition of the United States Supreme Court in modern memory. Who was that senator? It was Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, because he decided to keep the court at eight justices for almost a year after the death of Anton Scalia. He refused to give President Obama his constitutional and legal option of filling the vacancy from the Scalia departure from the court. And for a year, Mitch McConnell, for his own political purposes, kept the court composition at eight. So when it comes to moving the numbers of justices, he has retired the trophy in modern times, because he was the one who did it. And when he starts speculating about the possibility of, well, maybe they'll add one, two, three, or four more justices if the Democrats get an opportunity, I happen to know, and you do as well, that nothing is going to happen changing the composition of the court unless it passes the United States Senate, which under current rules requires 60 votes. There are currently 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans. So the likelihood of, quote, packing the court is very unlikely in the near future, unless some decisions made by the electorate that dramatically changes that.
Oh, well, what a joke. What a joke. Everybody's talking about it. And it's not just the Republicans in the Senate. Folks around the country are talking about this plan, this master plan by the Democrats to pack the court. Now, the problem is, you can keep packing it. If we get if the Democrats do change the rules and are able to bring this up and are able to pass it with 50 votes plus the vice president, the fact is the next Republican president can pack it again. We can end up with 150 members of the Supreme Court. I think that defeats the purpose of that body. Anyway, we'll talk more about this coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bailey Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Multicare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the Multicare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That number again, 702-396-9449. Make that call right now. Gentleman Jim Dallas joining us because, believe it or not, number one seeds are becoming an endangered species in college hoops, especially with March Madness underway. We're into the Sweet 16 day or night two of the Sweet 16. But I tell you, number one seeds, they had a bit of a problem yesterday.
They sure did, Kevin. There were two number ones that fell yesterday. Number four, Arkansas, upset number one, Gonzaga,